The health authorities in Germany have removed all restrictions on the use of the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine to speed up the country's inoculation program. Up to now, Germany allowed the vaccine only to be given to people over the age of 60. Doctors will now decide which patients receive the vaccine and will explain to them the risks of very rare side effects. 165,000 more doses of AstraZeneca are being delivered to Ireland today as the vaccine rollout continues to gather pace. One third of the adult population has received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. Next week, the Health Service executive expects to administer 270,000 vaccines. The Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Houlihan, says that with the easing of COVID-19 restrictions on Monday, people should be aware that the choices they make are vital to minimising the incidence of infection throughout May and June. Our science correspondent, George Lee.
Even though case numbers are still averaging above 400 per day, there is no shortage of optimism about where we stand in relation to COVID-19. A comparison published by the European Centre for Disease Control yesterday confirmed that the pace of our vaccination rollout is exactly in line with the European average. So far, 63% of 65 to 69-year-olds who registered with the HSE have been vaccinated, while another 15% have appointment dates. Of the 60 to 64-year-olds who registered, 21% have been vaccinated, while another 9% have been given a date. 28,000 people per day are registering on the system, which is open for 56-year-olds from today, and another 100,000 people from that register will be vaccinated next week.
The Oireachtas Transport and Communications Committee has written to the Taoiseach Micheál Martin and senior ministers calling for rapid antigen testing to be used to re-establish air travel. In its letter, the committee says a scheme should be introduced before the EU Digital Green Certificate comes into operation to help the aviation sector to prepare. Here's Tommy Meskell of our political staff.
This week, members of the Oireachtas Transport and Communications Committee heard from Professor Mark Ferguson, Chief Scientific Advisor to the Government. Professor Ferguson chaired the Department of Health's COVID-19 Rapid Group, and he spoke of the role rapid antigen testing could play in restoring confidence in aviation. Following its meeting with Professor Ferguson, the Transport Committee wrote to senior government members, including the Taoiseach and Tánaiste, as well as the Chief Medical Officer and CEO of the HSE. Members want to see a pilot antigen testing programme for the aviation sector set up immediately, possibly using a trial route between Ireland and the UK. Chairperson of the Transport Committee, Kieran O'Donnell, said it could also help prepare the aviation sector for the implementation of the EU Digital Green Certificate.
In Britain, the Conservative Party has won a parliamentary by-election in Hartlepool, taking a normally safe Labour Party seat by a majority of almost 7,000. It's the first indication that the main opposition party may do badly in a series of local and regional elections held across England, Scotland and Wales yesterday against the background of the COVID-19 pandemic and Brexit. From Edinburgh, our London correspondent Sean Whelan.
The first big electoral test of Boris Johnson's handling of the COVID pandemic and Brexit has seen the first big win for the Prime Minister, a by-election in Hartlepool in the northeast of England, where a normally safe Labour seat has turned from red to blue with a Conservative victory. The Conservative candidate, Jill Mortimer, had a majority of almost 7,000 over her Labour rival, Paul Williams, an NHS doctor and former MP. In that role, he'd been a prominent advocate for Britain remaining in the EU. Picking a Remainer to contest one of the most pro-Brexit constituencies in Britain looks like a mistake. But Labour leader Keir Starmer is also under attack for lacking a clear message of what Labour stands for when confronted with the two successes of Boris Johnson, the vaccine rollout and delivering Brexit. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Edinburgh.
And now the weather forecast.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. From condensing oil boilers to heat pumps and underfloor heating, you can trust Grant to heat your home. Visit grant.eu.
It'll be cool and generally dry and bright today. There'll be scattered showers in Ulster and North Connacht. It'll become cloudier during the afternoon with rain pushing into the southwest this evening, along with freshening southeasterly winds. Highest temperatures will range from 10 to 14 degrees.